Have fantasy football questions you need answered before your draft? Don't miss Locked On Fantasy Live on Wednesday, August 18th at 9 p.m. Eastern, streaming on the Locked On NFL YouTube page. Subscribe now so you don't miss it. Our stable of fantasy experts will answer your questions live or submit them ahead of time to @LockedOnNetwork on Twitter.
You are Locked On Buccaneers, your daily Tampa Bay Buccaneers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up and welcome back to the Locked On Bucs podcast. I am James Yarko here on a WTSP Wednesday, but we have a new guest. More on that in just a second. You can check out everything that I'm doing over at BucsNation.com. Make sure you follow along on Twitter at Locked On Bucs, at Jarko underscore Bucs, at DHarrison82, and at Bucs underscore Nation. That's right, WTSP Wednesday, but Evan Klosky, our usual guest, is not here. So joining us for the first time on the Locked On Bucs podcast, you can find him on Twitter at Ben Murphy TV is Ben Murphy. Ben, how you doing?
Living, baby. How are we doing? It was nice to meet you last week. We're loving the heat at camp. We're going to love the heat between the two teams at joint practice this week. And it's a good day to be at WTSP inside the AC of our studio. Just got off set, just wiped off my makeup, ready to talk to you.
All right. Well, at least you're in the AC. My office does not have any, so it's about as hot as it was at camp. But of course, when you and I were there, we were sitting in the stands and enjoying the shade, which was a nice change of pace that week. But Ben, for those that don't know you, for those that especially that don't have access to WTSP and they may not be familiar with what you do over there, let us know about you and kind of where you got your start and what all led you to joining the 10 Tampa Bay team.
Yeah. So 10 Tampa Bay, WTSP, whatever we use the lingo for on our station, we're CBS, the CBS local CBS affiliate in Tampa, St. Petersburg. It extends out Lakelandish towards Sarasota, that kind of area where the CBS affiliate. I was born in Sarasota, so from the area, from Tampa-ish area, moved around a little bit, Dallas, spent some time in Dallas, outside of Atlanta, Jacksonville, went to high school in Jacksonville, went to school at the University of Florida, kind of made my way around the local news scene over the last 2 or 3 years, from Charleston, South Carolina to Jacksonville, Florida, actually, and to my favorite city in the world, Tampa. Love it here. Don't ever plan on leaving. This is a place I consider home now, outside of my home away from my growing up home in Jacksonville. So this is where I see myself for a long time. I love it here. Love the teams and love covering them. It's been that's kind of the brief synopsis of how I got here. Went to school at UF and kind of hop, skipped and jumped over my way a couple hours south of Gainesville.
Well, I must say that it is nice to have somebody on here on TSP Wednesday that is not an Ohio State Buckeye.
Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable. I've been very unlucky how many people from Ohio State I've had to work with at my last two stops. If they're listening, good. I'm glad you're listening. And I'm glad you're hearing it because I'm tired of it. I just have to go on and make sure that when I introduce myself somewhere on my computer, somewhere on a nearby TV, I've got a replay of Ted Ginn stumbling around in an end zone in Glendale, Arizona, circa 2007, en route to another Florida victory over an Ohio State Buckeye team in a national championship, because there's a number that's to be had. And that's probably a song for another time, but that's where I stand on that.
Yeah, I'm with you. And how ironic that you're on with the host that's in Ohio, but hates Ohio State.
There's a lot of people in the state that probably are with you, though.
Well, and then, of course, David, my co-host, is a huge Ohio State fan. That's his squad. So he and I go at it all the time. And then he and Evan gang up on me because Evan's a Buckeye. And it's these people, I'll tell you what. So. Yeah, and of course, we can't escape this introductory segment without asking you, somebody whose home away from home is Jacksonville, how did you take the Tim Tebow news?
Listen, here's my thing on the Tebow thing. I He wasn't ever going to make this roster. He's square peg round hole, him playing tight end. But look, it was his dream. The stars aligned, his college coach, his college mentor in his hometown, while he's still in pretty good physical shape, give it a crack. A lot of people whining because a third string tight end from Valdosta State didn't get a tryout with the Jags because Tim Tebow's taking a roster spot and selling more jerseys and bringing in more cash flow to a dying into a franchise that look, it's the Jacksonville Jaguars here. This isn't Team USA. This is the Jacksonville Jaguars who have been a, please, I'm begging you to look at us for the last 20 years. And look, he gave it a crack, gave a shot a dream. It wasn't meant to be. And people are going to talk more about Tebow than a lot of subjects on players that we should be putting focus on. But it's not like I was telling them in there. It's not like we pulled a Joel Osteen off the streets and Joel was like, "Hey, I want to come play football." I mean, look, the Tebow circus has become. We forget why there's a Tebow circus, because he won two national titles and a Heisman Trophy. Like, the dude's a good athlete. It's not like he's a rando off the streets. We gave him a crack at tight end. He sold a bunch of jerseys and it didn't work out. People just like to be aggressive for no reason and throw stones for reasons that we can't explain.
Well, if I was going to be betting money, it certainly would not have been on Tebow to make the roster, but
no.
If any of our listeners were betting money, it was going to be with our friends at betonline.ag, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing. You can track all the action at BetOnline. Get the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all of your UFC, MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit with promo code LOCKEDON. Again, promo code LOCKEDON, all one word, LOCKEDON, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts. Segment two here of the Locked On Bucks podcast on a WTSP Wednesday. James Jericho, Ben Murphy making his Locked On Bucks debut. We found out how Ben got here. We talked a little bit about Tim Tebow, and he reminded Buckeye fans that, Tim Tebow was part of winning a national championship against the Stink Eyes. But we are here to talk about the Buccaneers and the Titans. As you're listening to this today, we are kicking off joint practices. A lot has been made. Yeah, I'm disappointed that I can't be down there with you again this week, Ben, because those are going to be some fun practices to watch. But as the Titans come into town and we get underway with these joint practices, first and foremost, what are your expectations for these sessions between two teams? Because historically, we're going to see some scrums. We're going to see a little bit of chippiness. These guys have been beating themselves up for a couple of weeks. Now they get their chance to get their hands on some other people. So what are your expectations for the next couple practices?
It's going to be physical. The Titans are a physical football team. I think the hope is that they walk away clean and injury free, because I still think this Bucs roster is poised to be, again, the best in the NFL over the next couple weeks. It's going to be physical. I'm interested to see. And Arians made a strong point of this over the last week, how much red zone work they can get in now, having seen somebody else. They go against good on good, and I mean great on great, really, when you get 11 on 11 at Bucks practice. How they fare against a different look and a different team who is physical. Bucks just outside the top 10 in red zone efficiency last year. I believe they were 11th. And I think that's really what I'm looking for there. It is good on good and seeing what the red zone work brings, because that stuff's fun to watch in practice, man, too. I'll tell you, that's where it gets chippy. You get some DBs and we can go down a rabbit hole here. Antonio Brown, against some new DBs who AB has been wild and a loose cannon at practice in a positive way, I would say, over the last few weeks, but he's been running his mouth. I think it was Sean Bunting Murphy who he had a great line on AB. He said, I heard AB the other day say, I signed your birth certificate. I'm your dad. and so I'm interested to see the red zone work, AB in the red zone, and AB getting to talk some trash to some new DBs. Cause I think the DBs at Bucks camp, my dog Murph and Winfield, the rest of the crew are tired of AB's mouth, but they're used to it. It'll be interesting to see how some scrums react to it when AB starts chirping, because Bruce made a point of it yesterday. Vrabel and I are not condoning any physical fights. We are not putting up with that. So yeah, we'll see how long that lasts, Chief.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. And it's not that Leonard Fournette and Ronald Jones aren't good running backs in the NFL. And it's not like Leonard Fournette isn't, you know, kind of a beast when it comes to his physicality, but Derrick Henry is a whole new animal now that's going to be going up against the Bucks front seven here and, you know, arguably the best linebacker duo in all of football with Levante and Devin White. So the Bucks defense they're really going to be put to the test. And as much as people don't want to admit it, Ryan Tannehill is no slouch. He does not get the respect that he actually really truly deserves now that he's away from Adam Kaplan Adam Gase, and the way Gase likes to torpedo any ounce of talent that he comes across. So I'll be real interested to see the dynamic between, you know, both teams really on both sides of the ball. I have to imagine, you know, the person that I saw running off at the mouth the most when I was there was Jason Pierre-Paul. And it's not going to surprise me one bit if it's AB running his mouth or JPP running his mouth, that's going to end up sparking some scrums.
Yeah. Again, that freaking train of Derrick Henry, if I'm Sean Murphy Bunting and I'm on the edge and he comes around the corner, if I'm any DB dude, and I see that man coming around the edge, that's a sight of steamroll. Look, again, like you from the beginning of this, I spent some time in Jacksonville, so I've watched a lot of Derrick Henry against the Jags, including, I think it was a 99-yard touchdown run a couple Thursday night game a couple years ago, which is one of the craziest things I've ever seen. But not just with the Jags and the Titans, Derrick Henry's from Jacksonville. So I got to watch him. Actually, we were in high school together at the same time, not at the same high school, but we would go to some of his games just because the man, the myth, the legend was playing in our area. And he would just run into piles. You would see the pile, you're like, what's he doing? And then all of a sudden you'd hear the, like, if you were staying in the end zone, you couldn't really, like, your depth perception was a little off. Derek would just massive humanity into these piles. You would hear the PA guy goes, Derrick Henry, gain of 12. And you're like, I thought he got two. He's just this specimen. But it'll be interesting to see, again, like, if you're the Titans and you run Derrick Henry as much as you are, let's see, how old is Derrick Henry? He's probably 27, Derrick Henry. Let's Google that real quick while I'm on my computer. How much do you want to even, 27 years old. And I mean, this dude gets as much work as anyone in the league. How much do you even want to use him in situations like camp today? I mean, I guess just to, or this week in joint camp against the Bucks. I mean, I guess to get the feel of getting hit again a little bit, but gosh, man, he's probably got three or four more elite years out of those legs. I'd be trying to keep him as light as possible. And I know there's probably some DBs on that Bucks roster that are hoping for the same thing. Keep him light.
Yeah, no question. And Ben, before we move on, you know, we've heard Bruce Arians say a couple of times now that he expects the physicality of these practices to be at a high level, to the point that he doesn't see any of the starters playing in the preseason game on Saturday. What are kind of your thoughts on, you know, the Bradys, the Antonio Browns, the Levantes, the Vita Veas not taking any snaps in the second preseason game against the Titans because of these joint practices?
I'm good with it. I really didn't even want Brady to go out there ceremonially on Saturday, if we're being quite honest. after it rained for 6 hours in Tampa and it was mucky out there. I honestly, Bruce was probably watching on the sidelines. Like, please just stay. Just don't go down. I mean, it was nasty out there, dude. I know it stopped raining during the game, but the field had been soaked all day. And I know they've got a good drainage system, but it's not the same conditions. I'm good with it. The preseason's boring as hell anyways. I don't need to see these guys go out. It doesn't count for anything. Brady doesn't need any more reps. AB, quite frankly, doesn't need any more reps. Get the boy Trask some reps, and move him on up on the depth chart, because Lord knows Ryan Griffin doesn't need to see any more of the third team. I'm more interested in that. I'm not as much worried. Get the young starters on defense a couple reps out there just to keep Bruce made a point of it after game one on Saturday. It looked like we were tackling with no arms was the quote. And some young guys put some really embarrassing things on tape. So get some young guys that are going to be in that rotation on defense out there and get them some NFL tackling reps just to get loose, stay ready for game one. But I care not to see the offensive starters out there. I'm going to be as fun as it would be. We can wait a couple more weeks.
Yeah. I mean, we're coming up. We're 3 weeks away from the Buccaneers and the Cowboys. And I like what you said about Trask. David and I talked about it on Monday's episode, and I said the same thing. Like, we know what Blaine Gabbert is. We know what Ryan Griffin is. Let's get Trask on the field with some guys that are actually going to help him a little bit. Yeah, he played well, but he didn't play great. He had his own misses, but he wasn't getting a lot of help out there with a lot of guys that probably aren't going to make this roster to begin with. So let's see him out there with Tyler Johnson and with Jalen Darden and with Scotty Miller and with a semi-competent offensive line. And let's start to see what we have in Kyle Trask moving forward.
It was funny because what my eyes saw, and clearly not what Bruce Arians' eyes saw out of Kyle Trask, because Bruce was praising him after the game, but I think a lot of that praise comes from, he was working with scraps out there, to be honest with you. The talent comparison he had on the field in that game is not on the same talent threshold comparison against who they're playing when he was at Florida over the last year. It was, like you said, a lot of those guys are not going to make the roster. And to be honest, Trask has a better shot to be climbing up in the depth chart than Ryan Griffin. So let's go ahead and get that ship sailing and get the kids some reps, because they're not getting rid of Trask. So let's ease him in. I think game one was good. And I think you might see that happen over the course of the next couple preseason games.
More with Ben Murphy coming up in just a minute, but we have to give a shout out to some friends of ours and some friends that we are passionate about here at the Locked On Bucks podcast. And of course, I'm talking about Built Bar. We all know that you are Built Bar fans. We all know that I am Built Bar fans, but if you don't know what your favorite flavor is, you really don't know what you're missing. Here are the flavors for you: coconut, cherry barcia, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, and German chocolate. If you've never tried them before, you can get yourself a mixed box and you are going to get two of each of those flavors, and you can figure out what your favorite is. Not only are Built Bars delicious, but they're healthy too. Each of those bars have anywhere from 17 to 18 grams of protein, 130 to 180 calories, 4 to 5 grams of sugar, 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Go to built.com, use promo code LOCKED15, and you're going to receive 15% off your order. Again, use promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, for 15% off at built.com. Wrapping things up here on a WTSP Wednesday, James Yarko, Ben Murphy at @JYarko_Bucks at Ben Murphy TV. Ben, the Buccaneers got down to the required 85 players on their roster yesterday. Of course, we knew that Daquan Hampton, the tight end, wide receiver Josh Pearson, and the big offseason story as far as cornerback Cameron Kinley were all released on Sunday. On Tuesday, the Buccaneers let go of John Franklin III and Donnell Stanley. Any surprises here for you? Anybody that you were kind of hoping would sneak their way through, or is this pretty much kind of what you saw coming as far as the first cutdown?
Yeah, it's pretty chalk. I mean, it's really tough to make this roster right now. there, and Arians has touched on it a couple times. Look, we're looking at, and it doesn't matter what position you play. If you're the fourth and fifth guy on some of these positions, if you're not making an impact on special teams, you're not safe. And he was pretty frank about that. I had a couple conversations with the kid while I was actually waiting to hear back to see if he was going to come to the Bucks. The Kenley kid, Cameron Kenley, gosh, is he an awesome human. Just an incredible human. He's going to be successful in no matter what facet of life he goes back down to. Obviously, he's going to have to serve in the Navy, and the fact that we have guys like him doing such is incredible. I was pulling him for him to make the roster, but he lived out a little bit of his dream getting to come play with the champs. And he'll get to live the next one if the NFL is not what it turns out to be for him. But yeah, an awesome human, an awesome story. Hate to see him go, but I was pulling for him. But he's going to be fine no matter what comes for him down the line.
Yeah, and it's so unfortunate that he had to wait so long for that exemption to come through, because he missed out on what would have been some developmental time for him before this camp started with the rookie mini camps and the OTAs and all that. Maybe he'll latch on to a practice squad. Maybe he'll get a shot with another team. He was certainly somebody that we were all rooting for.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like you said, this is a tough roster to make. I mean, you have 90 players, you know, in training camp, all fighting for maybe five or six roster spots. So this is going to be a good team. It's going to be a tough team to make, and
tough team to make, man. It's a good thing though.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I guess my question for you would be, who are a couple of names that might surprise some Bucks fans that you think might not end up making this roster?
Gosh, man, I'm interested to see what they do with the running back room. That's kind of what I've been looking at. And I've also been comparing. I went back and looked at the roster at the end of last year, or I guess in October last year. It'll be interesting to see what happens at tight end, the third and fourth, or I guess the fourth tight end, really. If Hudson will make it on special teams, or if what they end up doing with Kayshon Vaughn too, man. I that's what I'm looking for, because it's really going to come down to who can make an impact on special teams. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we're going to need to be looking for on Saturday over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, and we've seen Kayshon Vaughn now get involved in special teams
far
more so than he was as a rookie.
Exactly. I'm not sure I love him back there in the return game. But it'll be interesting to see if he works on both sides of that special teams.
All right. Well, Ben, certainly appreciate some of your time. Let all of the fine folks out there know what you have going on over there at WTSP.
All right, man, we've got some big stuff coming. I don't know what I'm legally speaking and allowed to announce or proclaim, but just know on Sundays, you're going to need to be turning, as if you're in the market, if you're in the area, heck, if you have internet access, you're going to want to watch us when you get ready to, before you get to the red zone, the NFL red zone, before you get to your NFL pregame show, you're going to need to come to us. And when we finally, I think, are allowed to publicly go with it, you're going to be hyped about it. And to be aware of when that's going to happen, follow us on Twitter. You can find me at Ben Murphy TV, my dog, my guy, my coach, my partner in crime, Evan Klosky at E Klosky WTSP. Then of course, follow on with Locked On Bucks, man. Keep following along if you're listening. We've got a good thing working, and we're excited about the fall.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And of course you can check out everything I'm doing over at BucksNation.com. Follow along on Twitter at JRCO_Bucks. Follow David at DHarrison82. Follow the show at Locked On Bucks. Send us your voicemails and emails. Voicemails 813-444-5841. And send us your emails to LockedOnBucksPodcast@gmail.com. Hope you all have an absolutely outstanding day. Stay safe, stay healthy, wash your hands, be good to one another. And we thank you so much for joining us right here at Locked On Bucks.